you had Secretary Blinken, the Secretary of State, in front of the Senate committee yesterday, and they, both Democrats and Republicans, went after him about what how he pulled out of Afghanistan. Let's talk about this with WID national correspondent Michael Bauer. Follow him on Twitter at The Bauer Show. Good morning to you, Michael.
Yeah, good morning, Jimmy. Even opening up that that Senate Foreign Relations Committee yesterday, you had Democrat Robert Menendez, who chairs the committee, right off the bat saying that it appears as though the Biden administration did not begin planning for a worst-case scenario early enough and dedicate more resources to processing the backlog of Afghans seeking to immigrate to the United States. And he said he wanted to hold this administration as well as the Trump administration responsible for failures therein. And he also threatened to subpoena Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin if he didn't agree to fully testify in the near future, because he's so far declined to testify. Again, that's Democrat Robert Menendez opening that kind of a meeting yesterday with Secretary of State Antony Blinken. And Blinken, basically, on day two of these kinds of testimonies, defended himself and defended the Biden administration the same way he did on day one. He basically indicated, look, the Biden administration inherited a deal with the Taliban to end the war, but there was no plan for carrying that out. And that, according to Blinken, they didn't know that until they finally were sworn into office, had access to things, because, as he pointed out in the testimony yesterday, according to them, they were locked out from the Pentagon, the Defense Department, another number of other organizations in a transition time between the election and the swearing in from the Trump administration. So they didn't even know that there was no plan until they got into office, at which point they found out there was no plan. And about 4 months to be able to figure out how to make this withdrawal happen, because that was the initial time frame that President Trump had agreed to get the troops out of Afghanistan with the Taliban. So,
well, not that's only the that, but you had the secretary, the Bob Menendez, yes, say that the plan by the Biden administration was fatally flawed.
Yeah,
that's the headline. It's fatally flawed.
Literally. Fatally flawed.
Which means it sucks. And we also murdered someone who helped us over there and his entire family by dropping a drone on their head. And this idiot didn't even know what was going on with that.
Well, he said,
how can he stay in office?
For him, he's saying they are still continuing that investigation, that based upon the intel that they had, that's why they did the drone strike that they did, but that they are reevaluating that to determine if that was indeed the case. So he said, not only could I not talk about it here if I did have that information, certainly not in public on television, but we don't have that information yet because we are going through that autopsy, if you will, to figure out if that was the right strike. So look, this is just the beginning process for all this anyway, Jimmy. You've got more testimony that's coming up next week. You've got a number of these committees in Congress that are going to begin the process of forming and now having Congress appearing the direction of making sure that there are questions about the spending involved in this, provision for independent commissions tasked with investigating the military effort in Afghanistan. This is going to be going forward for some period of time, and there's a hope that at some point in time we'll actually start to get some answers instead of just political defenses.
And let's hope the defense secretary finally shows up and that they do subpoena him if he decides not to.
Yeah, that'll be interesting to see. I mean, that's somebody who's, I mean, yes, he has come out, as has the Joint Chiefs, to have discussions during the time frame that we were in the process of evacuating the people from Afghanistan. And they, you know, had their own, at that point in time, press conferences stating what they felt. But now that we can go through a postmortem and take a look at this, I think it's important to testify. And I don't think you can say, well, I'm going to refer back to all of the things I said in the press conferences.
Well, but it's also not a postmortem yet. I mean, and I have one other question. Why do we still have 100 Americans there? That number never changes, does it? I mean, 3 weeks ago, we had 100 Americans, and we got people out. Now we still got 100 Americans.
Yeah, it's weird because he couldn't give that number as to what he felt was the actual number there, or wouldn't give that number yesterday in testimony, wouldn't give it on Monday either. Maybe he doesn't know the answer to that or can't say because it's still ongoing. But we had heard that there was the allowance, which I found very interesting, from the Taliban for another 200 people to be released. So I don't know. It seems to me that the concept here, at least that they're pitching, is because we're involved in this, I can't tell anybody how many until this is all done. Then we
That's
can
always
talk
the
about
answer for everybody who goes up there and testifies, isn't it?
Exactly.
And if it's a Republican, the press says, oh, he's lying. If it's a Democrat, they say, well, of course he can't. They're still investigating it. It's what it is.
Still an active case.
Yeah, right. So anyway, hey, thanks very much, Michael. We appreciate it. We will talk to you tomorrow. Have a good day now. See
you. You got it. Stay safe, Jimmy.